It started in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1932. Ann Shawa was a popular high schooler who dreamed of going to college. John was the boy next door with a love of baseball and a brand new Ford Roadster.
We were friends. He'd drive me to school back and forth, and the other guys went to the dance halls or they played poker or whatever. He would get up on Sunday and get his baseball suit on and get in this little sports car.
Ann's father wanted her to marry a 40-year-old suitor, a friend of the family with a lot of money, but she knew John was the one, and he felt the same way.
She's the girl I loved, always, and I wanted to marry her.
And he used his roadster to do it.
That's what she fell for,
no.
The roadster.
John and Ann eloped to Harrison, New York, and got married. In the 1960s, they moved to a little beach house in Fairfield, Connecticut. 83 years later, they're still just as much in love.
Naturally, that's all.
Naturally. Everyday life brings you closer. And it's not only the joys, it's the sorrows, it's the tragedies that you have. It still brings you closer to each other than anything else.
Today, they still share that beach house in Fairfield. Ann picks up a picture on the table in the living room that shows the whole family gathered for John's 100th birthday. 3 children, 14 grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren.
Yeah, that's the picture. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it was happy days.
Look at the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. It's one of the most wonderful feelings to know that they're all related to you. They're closely related to you.
They're yours.
To have great-grandchildren coming up to you. You'll feel their little arms around your neck, and you're getting another 10, 15 years of your life.
The Bitars became America's longest married couple in 2014. This year, a few days before Valentine's Day, they took part in an online Twitter Q&A. A lot of questions came from young couples looking for advice. Some wanted to know if there's a secret to staying married for 83 years. The Bitars say it's simple.
It's just tolerance. You know,
be contented with what you have.
Don't count the differences that you have in life. And we all do, because we are two different people, no matter whether you're married or not.
They say that's helped them avoid marital spats over the years.
We don't really have a lot of...
We don't hold
just
grudges.
Just any argument.
No. It's about food all the time.
You brought the wrong kind of cucumber or something like that.
And one more thing. Remember all the value in little moments of affection.
We touch each other. We hang on to one another. Just a few little hugs and that's it. We're fine.
Amen.
And as they sit on their couch and watch the waves hit the beach outside, Ann reaches over and takes John's hand. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.